Yael, I'm still disappointed that Pluto was demoted from a planet to a dwarf planet.
Don, you shouldn't be. Astronomers devised the dwarf planet category so that they could tell a better story of what our solar system is actually like.
Well, what is a dwarf planet anyway?
A dwarf planet has enough mass for its gravitational pull to crush down any lumpiness, forcing it into a roughly spherical shape. But it doesn't have enough mass for its gravity to clear the space around its orbit of other objects. Pluto is spherical, but has only 1/6 the mass of Earth's moon, which isn't enough to clear away other objects. It orbits inside a swarm of smaller, icy bodies called the Kuiper Belt, and that's why it's a dwarf planet.
Yes, but why did some astronomers need to create this new category?
In 2005, a team of American astronomers discovered Eris, an object about the same size as Pluto, traveling in an elongated orbit carrying it twice as far from the Sun. Pluto and Eris were quite different from the other 8 major planets, so astronomers devised the dwarf planet category instead of naming Eris the 10th planet. By 2014, 14 other objects more than 500 miles in diameter were known to orbit in the Kuiper Belt and beyond. There might be dozens more.
So, they're just all boring balls of ice and rock?
No, they're really interesting. The light they reflect tells us they have water, ice, other exotic ices, and organic substances. Although nothing could live on their frigid surfaces, there might be bodies of liquid water underneath harboring life.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.